But I have a guest with me in a studio, which is always preferable because you get to kind of see them and you can read their faces and their body language and all that kind of stuff. He's Gary Jackson. He's founder of Jackson's Real Food Market. And we're going to be talking about real food and your food journey. Gary, thank you so much for being with us here in studio at Tri FM.
Absolute pleasure.
So, yeah, I mean, I think your brand is really well known. I think it's got massive visibility in Joburg. Anybody who's lived in the city kind of knows about you, and we'll talk about your outlets and where they are in just a moment. But before we get there, I'm interested in you, Gary the man. Like, where on earth did you kind of wake up one day saying, okay, so healthy, dense food is my thing. I'm going to turn my life, it's going to be about this. Tell me about you.
So, Simon, I got very addicted to fast food, ultra-processed food. And I ended up being a McDonald's franchisee for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And it was stressful, but it's not normal to eat that much processed food. If you're not eating that, then you're having a pie, a peppermint crisp, and a Pepsi. You know, and that diet it took me out. It basically took me out. And I had to literally take a year off to just recover and research and find out what the hell was going on in my body. I really thought I was going to die. I had cholesterol. I had high blood pressure, rash everywhere, bloated, and huge depression. Just brain fog, like that throws you out. And I spent the year looking for the answer, and I found it in food and not drugs.
Okay, well, glad to hear that. It would have been an answer, maybe not the right one. That's just remarkable to me. You know, you hear so many stories of people who get to the point where you were at. You've just said, you know, you were not in a good space. I've heard people who've really been ill and just discovered that, yeah, it is diet-related, which is interesting because for somebody like me who's very much a skeptic, who thinks if you eat kind of generally well-balanced, healthy foods which are not processed, you're going to be fine. Why do I need to go out and spend the premium and the extra on organic this and organic that, which looks fraught at the best of times anyway? Convince me. Like, how different is the food I'm eating today from the food that my grandparents ate?
Sure. It's so different, and it's not getting better. The key about real food is what our key mission is to create or develop a parallel or alternative food supply that's devoid of processing, pesticides, fillers, emulsifiers, and basically to try and get away from factory food. An example, if you go back to the Bible in the Old Testament, the biblical diet is wheat, barley, grapes, pomegranates, olives. And there's two more that
I'd like to think there's a bit of protein there somewhere. No?
Yeah, there is protein in there, okay. Meat, yeah. So, you know, the issue is the pesticides. That's the big one. And it's not just what you ingest. It's the farmers putting the pesticides onto the lands. So the soil is becoming contaminated and slowly is dying. And so if you want to have our grandparents, they had decent soil. They often made their own compost, and they grew, and whatever they grew tasted amazing. And they would barter with the neighbors or go and buy from the local fruit and veg. It's very different to what you get now. A lot of the stuff's grown hydroponically. In other words, it's grown in water, and they put a few minerals in it. It's not the same. So the whole thing about the premium is interesting because in America, you can pay up to 30% more for something that's labeled or certified as organic.
Yeah.
It's not going to work in South Africa. And we made sure that to grow our market share, we came in under the big boys like Woolies on our pricing. There are a couple of lines that are very specialist lines, and those aren't cheap. But our produce is on par with Checkers and Pick and Pay on many of the lines. And the reason for that is that it's got a small supply chain. We don't have this long supply chain. So we pick yesterday, sell tomorrow. It makes a hell of a difference because in the big food world, it could take up to 10 days before from picking to actually putting it on the shelf ready to buy. And so taking all that out and taking all those costs out, we've been able to come in very aggressively. And I think that's one of the keys as to how we've grown so much. We're looking at over 60,000 transactions a month. And it started with four transactions a day when we first started.
That was going to be the next question. I was really interested in the journey because it is a hard sell. It's a hard sell in a country which is not a wealthy first world country. There are economic issues that most people face in a significant way. And yet you just seem to be growing and growing and growing. Just tell me about the story about the growth and how do you account for it?
We got there were two things that happened that really – were three things that really helped us grow. One was Facebook, actually. In those days, Facebook was cheap and you didn't have to pay. It was free, basically. Okay. And whatever you posted went viral. So we used that platform to educate customers and get customers thinking about themselves and about their health and how they react. And then the second one was the fact that we had people coming in who were really ill. Those were my first customers. So, for example, I'd have three or four ladies that were in remission out of cancer. Doctor couldn't do much for them. There's a very enlightened doctor in Sandton, and he kind of took his ladies and said, look, you've got to go and eat clean now because you've gone through hell to get rid of your cancer. Let's get you eating clean. And so I supplied them leafy greens, which were zero pesticides and grown in amazing soil with good water. And it got to the point where they could not eat in a supermarket or from a supermarket shelf because they reacted. They felt lousy. They went backwards.
Very uncomfortable with what you're telling me.
And so,
very uncomfortable.
And so, you know, the unsolved problem was that people are sick in the city. We work ourselves to death. We do long hours, we take on big bonds and we buy big cars and we try and keep up with the Joneses, and this pressure just makes you absolutely go doff. So we call them zombies, and we try and switch zombies on one at a time because we only have one absolute goal, and that is you need to become alert, alive, and enthusiastic. And if you aren't, every morning that you wake up, you have to wake up again. And you've got to ask yourself, hang on a minute, is this normal? And we're sick and we don't even know it. And so by taking a small degree to the left, you come out in a really cool place. Remember, we're all different. We all have a different thumbprint. And we have to – there's no one story for everyone. Everyone's unique. So we try our hardest, besides educating you, we try and – get you to the point where we know what you must eat more of and we know what you must eat less of. It's not a hardcore eating lifestyle. And you can cheat. 80-20 rules, fine, once you're feeling better.
You've just changed the baseline and the default. That's fascinating. You know, when I knew that perhaps there was something to this, when I went to the United States and I saw a chicken breast, and never in my life did I think that a chicken breast came the size of your face. I mean, there's just it cannot be anything other than be genetically modified, like out of sight and out of sky. It's just insane. You're creating a bit of interest in my WhatsApp line here. I'm getting some questions coming in, so if you don't mind, we're just going to go there, and I'm going to put these to you. So Dorf says, what does your guest think the reason for the massive success of the whole foods industry is in the U.S.?
Well, they particularly have a problem with fast foods, and it's convenient, it's cheap.
And,
and, you know, the average weight and average death age is so low that for them, it certainly worked. I mean, they've got a mass population and a big percentage, much bigger than us actually, were ill or obese. And you don't need to be obese. If you eat correctly, your body will go down to its expected size or how you came out the box. You know, that you want to get back to that.
Off that sugar addiction that is an additive into absolutely everything and anything that we eat. The same person has hit us with the second question. He says, if you had to pick only one product that I need to buy in the store, your stores, what would that product be?
Definitely our sourdough bread. It's a 5-day ferment. No one else does that in South Africa.
That's funny because I looked at your website today and I thought, yes, that looks good. It's pricey, but it's very, very good.
Yeah. It's hell of a nutrient dense. You can't have more than one slice. That whole loaf will last you over a week. It's kosher. It's basically clean. It's certified by the Heart Foundation. It's got about 7 stickers on it. We use that in our eatery exclusively. Unless you're gluten intolerant, then we find you something else. But it's a massive line for us.
So we are going to run out of time, so we better motor. This is not not where I wanted to be in this discussion with you today. Talk to me about where your stores are. If I want to go and buy that sour bread, where?
The closest one to this studio is in Bedford Crossing, which is about 5-6 minutes from here. And we're next to Dis-Chem. The other stores in, which is quite.
Go get your chronic meds and then your sourdough bread. Yeah. And maybe you won't need the sourdough, the chronic meds one of these days.
Exactly right. And then our second, or our first, the first store we opened is in Bryanston at the Riverside Shopping Centre.
Oh, it's a beautiful store. I've been there. I've seen it. It's incredible.
Thank you.
It's really on a different level.
You have to come to the Bedford View one. We think we've notched it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay, you've got to come past. And then the other one is further north towards Midrand at Kyle Army Corner, and that's just above the racetrack, and it's a beautiful restaurant. I mean, it's a beautiful restaurant. It looks over the Michaelisburg. It's probably got a slightly better view than you guys have out your studio.
And just because that is kind of it's not exactly Rosebank for many of us in the center, can you order online?
Yes, we do have online platforms, and you can check that out on our websites. Okay. But the key thing is we've got to make healthy cool. Because a lot of people think it's salads, candles, sandals, and lettuce. And it's not.
You know, I was driving home last night and I saw a very large advertisement for a particular burger that shall be nameless because it's irrelevant. But the problem is that for 69 Rand, in a country that has economic issues, you can get a whole meal. And, you know, we know it's not good for you. We know it is what you shouldn't be eating. But, I guess we're all responsible for the choices that we make.
Yeah, I guess you're going to pay for it at some point, and which is the challenge.
In the 2 minutes that I've got remaining with you, when I looked at your website before this discussion, there are two words that come up quite often. It's dense and honest. And I thought they were two amazing words. Talk to me about dense and honesty. Mm.
So our unit of measure is nutrient density. We're trying to achieve the highest nutrient density. So what that means is when you eat something, you get satiety, you get satiated faster, which actually brings down your household grocery bill because you don't eat as much. But what you're getting in there is, amino acids, minerals, vitamins, the whole bunch. So that's a good one. Honesty is we track back. I personally go to the farms that supply us and we check them out, make sure they are what they are and they are pesticide free. And it's honesty. And what's nice, we don't put a Jackson sign on every product. We put the farmer's name on every packet. So you phone the farmer. If you react or if you got a problem, you tell us. But you have an open line straight to the farm. And all my farms will allow you to visit them, which is hell of a transparent. And there's no other supermarket chain which would dare do that.
I want to read you a note that's just come in a moment ago. It's from Janine, and she says the following. First, she says to me, another great show, which I'm very happy about. But besides that, she goes on to say the following. She says, I've eaten at Jackson's, and what a treat. She says, another amazing thing about this store, he has very trendy stock. I bought some sponges. I think it's called Scrub Daddy. Delicious prunes without preservatives. Yes, the sourdough bread is outstanding, and I have some in my freezer. So here you go.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Good to know.
That is great to know.
So there's traction, and this is an area that is growing and extending and becoming more and more popular all the time.
Yeah, it's a change in lifestyle, and food's only part of it.
Gary Jackson, good luck with what it is you're doing. Sounds like you're going to have us eat our way to health, which is a good thing to be doing. Thank you for coming in this afternoon. I really, really appreciate it.